Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Bebs. How are you? Just played you Wombats and Pendulum. Thanks, Greg. How's it going? It's Tuesday afternoon. Right, it's Mills. Normal stuff includes Coxopedia at 5:15 this afternoon. Guests ahoy this week. We've got Tinchy Strider coming in after 4:30 and Professor Green tonight after 6, Bebs.
This is BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Becky.
Hello.
You're right?
Yes.
How was your course yesterday?
Really good, thanks. I can now control you properly.
Oh, was that what the course was?
It was a managing your presenter course, yeah, in case you start getting all mouthy.
Because I am...
Because you are the worst presenter to work with. You're such a diva.
Yeah, in terms of divaness, I'm right up there with the best.
There were some brilliant stories yesterday, but I'm not allowed to say.
About me?
No, not about you. I didn't really have enough. It was like, so tell us about your presenter and how bad they are. And I was like, oh, mine's actually really good. But you had to say that you were promised you were never going to say the stories that were kind of... It was a bit like a confession.
Oh.
So now I know some amazing stuff, but I can't ever tell anyone. Rubbish.
So you know good stories about other Radio 1 DJs?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. If I paid
loads
you money...
stuff about Radio 3.
I wouldn't have them down as being particularly difficult, really. Don't they just play classical music?
That's what I thought, but no, there's loads more to it than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Will you tell me off air?
Yeah.
Amazing. Oh, I'm glad you're back. Hey, here's the thing. Unlucky Gary, I spoke to him earlier today.
No,
it's fine, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
He is loving his new name. He went to register at the dentist today and he was waiting around. And then, you know, when they come out and they say your name and the whole waiting room can hear it? And they went, okay, Gary McFly.
And you would laugh though, wouldn't you? In a kind of yes, yeah, sort of way.
But he was like, I'm loving it so much. In his text to me, he put... I was like, isn't that not a bit embarrassing? He put, look, it's better than Bint. McFly is a piece of cake. He's also got a new phone.
Is this to replace... Was he the one that had the pink one?
Yeah.
He'd accidentally ordered it with the...
That's right. He ordered a phone and didn't realise it was pink and came with some...
Did he get free lipstick?
Free makeup brush and lipstick. Yeah. Unlucky Gary. So he's got a new phone. And to be honest, the pink phone is more suited to his mum. And he's got a new phone number as well, maybe hoping that this will also change his luck. Mm. And he's given his mum the SIM card as well. Now, here's the thing. I don't think that's a brilliant idea, generally. I always think there's a risk when you give your old phone and SIM card to your mum or your dad. I mean, even if you've deleted all the texts and everything that you've sent, which he has, that doesn't stop any new texts coming in, does it, from people who don't know that you haven't changed numbers.
Mm.
And I reckon some of our listeners will have horror stories about this. But I'm just waiting, because it's Unlucky Gary as well, someone's going to text something really inappropriate at some point that you wouldn't ever want your mum to read. Am I right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's the same as when you give your old computer to a family member.
Oh, no.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, take the disc out of the drive before you...
Yeah, and it's not like you've done anything, you know, really bad, but it's just stuff I probably wouldn't want my mum to see. Personal stuff, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember how anxious you were to wipe the phone you gave me that time.
Same.
Yeah.
And like I said, nothing bad on there at all.
Just pictures of your thumb, wasn't it?
Yeah, some pictures of my thumb and... And stuff that I just, you know, that you wouldn't want to read and I wouldn't want to let you read, you know?
Mm.
Let me know if something bad has happened to you like this. At the moment, Gary's like, it's fine. She's loving the new phone. It's brilliant. But I think it's only a matter of time.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Stephen off Manchester gave his old phone to his granddad a few years back. It's all fine, actually. A bit like it is with Unlucky Gary at the moment. Nothing's happened. A few weeks later, receives a text going, hi, sexy. Are we still on for tonight? It's your granddad. Jim.
Hello there.
Were you giving yourself a high five?
No, I was just getting early practice in. I accidentally pressed it too soon. Sorry.
Oh, you were practicing your high five. That's so sweet. Oh, just so you didn't mess it up when we got live on air.
Absolutely. I'm sure I'll still mess it up now, but, you know, at least I tried.
I like it that you practiced anyway. How can I help?
Yeah, I took my mum's old phone when mine broke, and just through no fault of my own. And I was going through, oh, she's got a lot of texts. I should probably delete these, you know, when I start getting texts from my friends. And I made the mistake of reading one of the ones from my dad, just out of idle curiosity.
Oh, God.
And fortunately, they, you know, kept it nice and clean, but, yeah.
Stuff you didn't want to see.
Didn't really want to see, and maybe look at my parents in a different light, should
Excellent.
We say.
Okay. Yeah. Did you give the phone back?
No, I think I did, actually, but I think all the texts have been deleted. I never mentioned it. I thought it's best to sort of save face, both hers and mine, really.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
Love it how she knows now if she's listening.
Yeah, yeah.
And hopefully she listens to Radio 2 rather than Radio 1.
Let's hope so.
Again, even more so if she was your station, but there we go.
Here's your next chance to five me. Go.
Okay, thanks a lot. Five.
Five. Yes, perfect, you see. Glad Excellent. You practised.
No, yeah, absolutely. Don't mess it up.
There's another one.
Oh, hang on, where's it?
Okay, love you. Bye. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Gary.
Gary, what's occurring?
Not too bad. How are you? All right?
I'm all good. What happened with your phone?
Well, I had an old phone, sold it on eBay, and unfortunately there were a few pictures of my ex on there.
Okay.
Not in the best poses.
Okay, good. And then what happened?
Well, sold it, sent it off, got the feedback, obviously. Nice phone and nice ex.
Oh, right, so on the feedback it said nice photos.
Yes, and then obviously my ex's name, so.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes, couldn't argue with that one.
No.
Always delete them.
Always delete.
That was a schoolboy
Always
era.
Clear your phone, Scott. Always
yeah.
clear your phone.
Why would you not do that? Give me a high five!
High five. Cheers, Scott. Love you.
Press five. Press five.
Pressing.
Yep. So the first one really rehearsed it, the second one didn't even have five on his phone.
No wonder he couldn't delete the pictures if he can't even find five.
Can't find five, can't delete pictures. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Tinchy Striders here, hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm alright, thank you. Good?
Yeah, all good. We are on the live webcam now, if you'd like to have a look, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. There it is. Becky and Tinchy were just glued to the computer screen there. What's going on?
It's rubbish.
What is?
Fastest time winner. It's the most rubbish game I've ever played.
I don't think it's rubbish. I like it, man.
Do you?
It's rubbish because I'm rubbish at it.
We're talking about the fastest game wins, which is online at the moment at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Have you had a go at it yet?
I had like a practice run.
Yeah.
And when I finished, everyone's like, oh, did you beat Fern's time? And I didn't. So I don't know, is that the lowest point or something?
Yeah, I think it is. Pretty much the lowest point at the moment, yeah. But okay. You've had a practice now.
Practice run.
You know, so it might be right. Now, last night, when you were on the final of Britain's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
Surrounded by beautiful ladies.
Yeah.
Did you think to yourself at any point, my job is brilliant?
I thought, I just kept saying amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
You know what? It was like, I thought, like, just being here and all these, like, beautiful ladies. I'm small in height, and I guess all the models are, like, they're, like, three times my height or something. But it was still cool, though, man. It was good to be there and just seeing how it all runs, and, you know what I mean? Like, even on a catwalk and when they was practicing. Yeah, it's interesting to be there.
Did you speak to any of them, the models?
Yeah, well, yeah, a couple of them come and spoke to me, and the ones I wanted to speak to, I didn't get to speak to them.
Oh, who did you want to speak to? We can sort that out.
Yeah, we just sort out. We need to sort out. Her name was Joy.
Joy?
Joy, yeah. I think she came third. Yeah.
So Joy was the one you had your eye on?
Yeah, my own Joy.
Okay, cool. Well, that's all right. She'll probably text in now.
Yeah, man, hopefully.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, your new album, out next month.
Yeah.
And you've got quite a few people on it. You've got Amel off the Sugar Babes.
Yes.
You've got Alexis Jordan, who's our record of the week this week.
Oh, yeah, man.
And also Tayo Cruz.
Tayo Cruz is on there.
Who I've decided, I think, he's a robot.
You think Tayo Cruz is a robot?
I do, because he is on so much music at the moment. I think there must be at least two, maybe three of him.
It must be three of him. Do you know what? He's working hard, real hard, man, and he's talented at what he does, but I hear what you're saying sometimes.
He's amazing, but did you at any point think, yep, you're a robot? Did he turn around and sparks flew out the back or anything like that?
You know what? Maybe he is a robot, because whenever I'm in a studio with him, it's effortless, do you know what I mean? It just comes out of him, that natural, man.
Do you know what I'm saying, Tinchy? It's a bit suspicious.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
Also, you've got Eric Turner on, who's the bloke who sings on Tiny's Written Stars.
Yeah.
He's the one that takes a lot of breaths in between the lines.
Eric's cool, man. I went to Sweden a little while ago. I was working with a producer called Ishi. Yeah. He's produced, like, say, three tracks on an album, and Eric come in there. We worked on a track together a little while ago, and then I thought, yeah, I really like him. And then we've done a second track together. So yeah, Eric's a cool guy, man.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Becky, there's loads of people on now who are saying what time they've got on the fastest time wins game. Yeah. Come on, guys, it's easy, says Joe.
It's not. I did 1:56.
Right.
Whoa. And then I looked, and then some people have beaten me.
Yeah.
Only a couple, though.
Hmm. Now, what's all this in the press that I've been reading about you chatting someone up with the line, "Wow, you look like someone I know. Can I take you to dinner?"
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, no, that's not me, man. Oh. That's not my line. Wow.
Is it not?
What's the line? Wow.
Wow, you look like someone I know. Can I take you to dinner?
Oh, no.
This is allegedly at a restaurant in Camden the other night.
Whoa.
Yeah. It wasn't you.
Whoa, it wasn't me. I was in Camden the other night. Oh. I don't know if someone's making up stories, but
oh no, it's just something I read online. See,
What is your line? I got my line.
I just take my shades off and then make some eye contact, and I know what time it is from there, man.
Well, you say that if you had your shades,
yeah, I lost them. I walked in here and then I misplaced them. I don't know, man.
So can we have a look in the live lounge, please, for Tinchy shades?
Yeah, please.
They're probably expensive.
Yeah, they're all right.
Yeah, I do it all the time, or I sit on them. It's just annoying.
When you sit on it, it just smashes up.
So what is your... Yeah, but good point. What is your line? What would you say if you didn't say that line? If you
I just
say
the eyes.
I look him in the eyes. I ask him, "How did you grab my soul like that?"
Of course.
"How did you grab my soul like that?" Like, that's your song.
Are you the kind of person that can actually go up to people and just chat them up?
Yeah, I've never been someone who uses lines as in like... No, yeah, like, you either. Know, some. I think that's a bit cheesy, man. I feel you just speak naturally, and then when it's right, before I speak to a girl, I feel like... There's something there, man, before. I don't really risk it too often. No, that's not me. I ain't got the heart.
Now, Joy's been on. I knew she would be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's saying, "Tinchy, it's Joy from Next Top Model. Okay. Now's your chance." Do you know what? I think that might not be Joy.
That's not Joy.
I bet if we bring them back, it'll be like, all right.
<Who's> I don't think that's going to be Joy.
I don't think that's the Joy I'm looking for.
Hello, Joy here. Also, you've said recently that you want to work with Kanye West. Are you any closer to making that happen?
Do you know what? He's someone who every time he brings out an album is always something amazing, man. Looking forward to this forthcoming album. And I just think that's someone who I'd love to be in the studio with, man. He's so musical. Every time I hear his track, it never ends. It's like he's always bringing something new when the track's about to end. So I'd love to be in the studio with him, yeah.
Okay, but nothing as yet.
Not as yet, but, you know, hopefully one day that'll come.
I've been loving him on Twitter recently. Have you?
Yeah.
I don't follow him. Is he good?
Oh, yeah.
You need to follow him.
You do.
Yeah.
Is he as good as 50 Cent?
Different.
It's different.
It's very different.
It's different.
A couple of weeks ago, there was one, I think it was one random Saturday afternoon, where Kanye was going for it. Properly.
What was he saying?
I can't say it.
Oh, that good.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's what he was saying. Cause
bit of a meltdown going on. I quite enjoyed it. But he's back on now and it's all fine. But yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Woohoo!
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, it's disappointing this. Still no word from Joy, who was one of the finalists on Britain's Next Top Model last night. She's probably busy having like photo shoots and stuff. Well, no, she probably isn't. She didn't win. She's probably just at home. I was saying she's probably busy with photo shoots and stuff. No, she came third or fourth. Anyway, Joy, if you're listening, Tinchy Strider wants to give you all his loving.
Do you know what? We've spent the whole day upstairs trying... I can't believe I've done this. This is really awful. The girl who sits next to me upstairs, lovely Chloe, has recorded the Top Model thing. And then earlier on The Big Five, spoiler alert, and you've just gone on and I didn't even stop you because I completely forgot.
Oh,
Joy didn't win. Oh, I've just done it again. She had to listen to some dinosaur album or something earlier.
To be fair, Tinchy did already say that Joy didn't win earlier, so it was actually, we can blame him. And not us.
Should we stop saying it now? Just
probably
so
should stop saying it now. But Joy, if you're listening,
podcast.
And now some education. Coxopedia. Let's get some more Coxopedia on the go, shall we? Fill in the form at Radio 1 online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. That will connect you to me and to Sarah Cox, the woman who has the knowledge.
Excellent. Hello, it is knowledge. Do you want it? I've got a portion. Get your gob round this. Coxopedia.
Who's this, please?
Hello, it's Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
Tell me about you, Ben.
Well, I'm a teacher on the Isle of Man. And I've been here for about 4 years now, and that is actually my topic. I wanted to know a little bit more about
it. Oh, you don't, right?
You can't tell us.
What is it?
It's the Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man is a little island, about a 45-minute swim from Portsmouth. On the Isle of Man, they do have a motorcycle race. But did you know, also very popular there, is racing each other's monkeys? Because, of course, the Isle of Man used to be known as the Isle of Monkey, when monkeys used to rule it, until people from the mainland went over there and tamed all the monkeys and stole them and replaced the monkeys with people that they'd found in Shepton Mallet. Very popular as well is the Manx cat, who was created by Jeff Banks off of Clothes Show Live, who went around clipping the tails of many a cat to make a fancy, fantastic rah-rah skirt from the tails, and he used to dance around the streets. Other famous people who come from the Isle of Man include Joe Guest, popular Page Three and open-minded glamour girl of the 90s, who used to swan around the island, around the shores in a big boat made entirely of her discarded panties. The Isle of Man is a popular ski destination for the likes of Mariah Carey, who takes her chihuahuas over there and her very young husband. The Isle of Man is twinned with Portuguese capital, the Algarve, because many years ago, octopi used to land on the beaches of the Isle of Man, and they'd think, oh no, I'm on the Isle of Man, I'm going to griddle myself on a barbecue. Thus, Zucchini. We just got to Zucchini.
Always run out of time at the best bit.
The A to Zucchini of Isle of Man. Have you read that book?
I have, yeah, excellent book.
Good, yes.
Do you feel you know more now, though?
I do now, yeah, definitely.
All right, thank you very much, Ben.
Thank you.
Cheers, Ben.
You're now all knowledge up on the Isle of Man. Coxopedia.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
The more we talk about it, the more and more people are getting in touch with us saying that our brand new compilation album idea is a stroke of actual genius.
Have we copyrighted this yet? Because you don't want other poo albums coming out in the meantime.
I know.
Because we take a while to get our act together and we don't want to be beaten.
And I'm worried about the more we talk about it on the air, the more someone's just going to steal this idea.
We should have written it down, posted it to ourselves and then... Yeah.
We started talking about this because there are so many different compilation albums out at the moment for absolutely everything. There's a one for doing housework. There's one for having a barbecue. There's a compilation album for...
There's a driving one.
There's a driving one. There's a dinner party one, the Come Dine With Me one.
And randomly, they've all got Goodbye Mr. A by the Hoosiers on
Not
them.
All of them, but most of them do...
98%.
Do seem to have Goodbye Mr. A
Should
by
we put
the Hoosiers
on. Does it fit?
I think it kind of does.
Does it?
Goodbye, Mr. A.
I love it you're on such familiar terms.
Yeah. So, think about it, right? It's that time of year when all the celebrities are getting their books out. Like Danny Manarag's got a book out.
Has she?
Yeah.
OMG.
I know, you want that in your life.
Yes, please.
I know Cheryl Cole's got a book out. Russell Brand's got a book out in time for Christmas, obviously. And it's that thing where you don't know what to buy your mate. You're in the shop on Christmas Eve. It's late and you're like, oh. And then you see this because you put them right by the counter and people are like, yes, that's what I'll get my mate. Songs to poo to. So this is the compilation album track listing that we have so far. Haven't got any of these cleared by the artists, but here's what we've got.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Down, down, down.
Here's a new addition to the compilation album. Gina G.
This album makes me laugh way too much.
Right, this is the reason why Mr. Hanky, the Christmas Poo, was number one, right? People are going to go for this album, I'm serious. Salt and Pepper on there. I'll leave you to make that call when you have to ring up Salt and Pepper and ask them if they're going to be on the album or not. Would you mind? Another one we've come up with, it's the Cranberries.
I was so proud of myself when I thought of that mid-afternoon.
And... Mika there. Agnes. Should I do it like the voice?
Yeah, do it like Mark Goodyear.
Okay.
He'd be proud to put his voice to this compilation.
Songs to poo to, including James. And this poo classic. Not forgetting Storm.
It's time to burn.
Van Morrison. Oasis. Snoop Dogg.
When the pimp's in the crib, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop
Take
it like
that.
Just try.
We've got enough for two discs.
Fat Les. Songs to Putu. Out now. Including Groove Armada.
I see you, baby. Shaking that ass.
And Kid Creole. Songs to Putu. Out now. Now, obviously, just on the advert. We don't even need him. Oh, we've got to do this. Is it possible to do this by Christmas, do you think?
Oh.
Sure. It's a bit. Is it too late? I don't want anyone else to nick this idea. It's too good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Professor Green is here. Hello.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, bless
all
you.
Right.
Now, Becky, before we start this interview, you know how rubbish I am when I'm ill?
Yes.
Right, okay, we need to give Professor Green enough sympathy today because he's not feeling the best.
I don't... I'm all right. I don't
he's
need
better
sympathy.
Than you.
No,
than
I know.
You're ill, though.
I know you don't want to make a fuss, but you do, really. So you don't want to fuss, but you do. That's what I'm like when I'm ill. So, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, we're a bit worried about you. I think you're a bit run down.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you have a word with my manager and get me some time off?
Okay, that's
how
a no.
How scary
that's
is he on a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, he's Scottish. Yeah, okay, I guess not. Great, thanks, guys. Really appreciate the help. Anyway, lovely
to be
here.
Being held back now in the live lounge. So, yeah, you're good, apart from that everyone's got a bit of flu at the moment.
Yeah, it's that time of year, isn't it?
When was the last time you saw any of your mates?
When was the last time I saw any of my... I don't have friends, Scott.
Yeah, they've all gone now, have they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never really did. I was not... Okay. I've always been quite a lonely.
Your family? A while ago?
No.
Yeah.
It was last feral, time, feral child.
Last time you had an evening watching TV?
Last night, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you watch Britain's Next Top Model?
I didn't.
Oh, what did you watch?
I didn't... What, it was Criminal Minds or something awful.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. It wasn't that great.
What else do you like to watch at the moment? Are you watching X Factor?
I saw that for the first time Sunday night. I had not seen an episode this season.
Do you think you're going to care?
No.
No?
No.
It's not for you, is it?
No. You know what? I enjoy the entertainment aspect of it more than, like, I don't really watch it seriously and, you know, develop feelings and emotions for the people involved in it.
That's why Although, Becky refuses to watch it now.
I don't like the way it plays with I don't like being manipulated by them. Do you know what I mean? Like, when they play the I
That's
don't like it.
That's a bit
like
deep,
it.
Isn't it?
No, but they you know what's going to happen, and then the sad music comes on, Westlife come on or whatever, and you're like, you're going to make me cry.
Westlife
yeah. okay,
don't
here
pull
we go.
The strings of my soul, actually. They don't
no.
provoke any
emotion. What about
apart
the Snow
from
Patrol
anger.
Ones?
Oh, Snow Patrol, yeah.
Yeah, you yeah. see, yeah, sets
they,
you off.
They'll get a tear out the eye.
Yeah, you see, they get you with that. If you're not...
That's unfair, that is.
It is a bit of a low blow, isn't it? Well, I quite like it. Westlife just promote anger. Oh, brilliant. Now, are you? We're not going to make you do it, but are you any good at gaming? Because it's gaming week.
Right.
This week,
in fact, I'm happy you brought this up, Scott. Right. I come in. They asked me to do a couple of laps. I done it. I got 40 seconds and some change. It was not quite 41 seconds.
Okay.
Then they were like, "Right, that was your practice run. Now we're going to make you do it again."
Oh. Like, what? Can you have taken that first one?
It's like, what? And then the computer was all glitchy, and I got 49 seconds.
We have had a lot of artists in. Making excuses today.
I think if I go
excuses.
Through the... I could just go through the marker and change your time on the board.
Yeah.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No,
it's only fair, I think.
Get him a bit higher up the board.
I could just rip it off and move him to the top. Shall I?
40 seconds was a good time.
Yeah, it's not bad
I'm
at
like, because I was in here... I've been in here for the past 3 days. I was
I know,
with
I was
going to
say, I think I've seen
Max.
You every
just,
day.
What, Westwood just kidnapped me.
Yeah, well, you don't want that. It's hard to escape once you're in there. Once you're in...
But I made it.
Yeah, you did.
Here.
How did you... What did you like? I've got to go now. I've got to get a train or something like that. Because otherwise, you'd be like... If he just said
that
you were coming in here...
I had a black cab running and I only had a certain amount of money in my pocket.
Exactly.
Run.
Once you're in Westwood Studio, it's hard to escape sometimes. All right, okay, so we'll change your time, it's fine.
Thank you.
No worries. Now, I don't know, Becky, if you were off yesterday, you probably didn't listen to the show.
No.
There's this thing at the Ryder Cup, you know, are you into golf?
I'm not.
No, me neither. But the Ryder Cup was on Radio 5 Live, and they interviewed the crowd. So Nicky Campbell, the reporter, goes into the crowd and talks to some people, you know, about how they're feeling. It's a bit of a rainy day, so they've got some time to fill. And this lady pops up. Now, Becky, for a second, imagine, right, that this is your mum they're interviewing.
Tell me about your
You're
day.
You're not Jason Muhammad, are you?
No, I'm not Jason Muhammad. Who's that?
Oh, he's very... Well, anyway, we've had a lovely day because we came here to see golf.
Yeah.
We saw the first four lots going out.
Yeah.
We saw them on the green. Mm. It was great. Conditions were horrendous. You have to make the best of it, don't you?
Yeah. What have you done all day?
Mostly drink.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Respect to her. If
honesty
my mum, I'd be
is
like,
the best policy.
Exactly. She's not lying. She's just gone there and she's gone, yeah, I've been drinking since two.
But that's not where the interview stops.
We had champagne in the car, Hobbs 5.
Yes.
We tried to see golf, honestly. And the rain came and then we were... Well, flummoxed really, because when we had to find
something to do, you got to find a champagne bar.
We went to the champagne bar.
There's a champagne bar.
No.
He's taking me by the arm. That's nice.
Only because I'm wobbly.
Okay, that's fine.
Are you famous?
No, infamous.
Oh,
I'm infamous.
Where's Jason Muhammad?
I don't know. Where's Jason Muhammad when you need him?
What library? No, not what library. What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like one or two or
five.
No, there's no such thing as that.
What?
Come on.
There's no such thing. Radio 5.
Never heard of Radio 5. Now,
I love her that she, I do, she used Nicky
Campbell impressed.
To
She
pop
used the word
up.
Flummox. That's one of my favourite all-time
Even
words.
In that state, she used the word flummox.
Oh, you don't know Whispering Thingy, do you?
Whispering Thingy?
Whispering
Thingy is a very close personal friend of mine. Whispering Bob.
Is he Ace?
He's lovely.
Anyway, so she is wasted. Okay. Now... Professor Green, if it's okay, we've done this before, but we have once again borrowed a bit of music from you,
right.
from one of your songs,
right.
maybe the new one, Monster, and we've made a Drunk Woman on 5 Live song.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
I'm excited.
Is it okay for us to...
Yeah, of course.
Okay, right.
You don't have to ask permission.
Here she is.
Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Becky.
All right, what's happening, babes?
Your mum's on the radio, innit?
What, my mum?
She's on the radio now.
What do you mean, babes?
She's at the golf. She's well happy.
Anyway, we've had a lovely day.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink.
Mum, what are you doing, babes?
Mostly drink.
Mum, get off the radio, innit?
We tried to see golf, honestly, and the rain came, Conditions were horrendous.
What have you done all day?
We had champagne in the car. Hobbs 5.
Yeah.
We tried to see golf, honestly.
Oh, Mum!
Anyway, are you famous?
No.
What are you doing, babes?
Where's Jason Muhammad? We had champagne in the car. Hobbs 5. We had champagne. You are so naughty. What library... No, not what library. What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like one or two or...
Five.
No, there's no such thing as that.
BBC.
One or two or...
Five.
No, there's no such thing as that. No, there's no such thing as that. We had champagne in the car. Hobbs 5.
Yes.
We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink champagne in the car. Hobbs 5. We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mum, get off the radio, innit?
Where's Jason Muhammad?
See, if you could have substituted that a little bit earlier, we could have put it on the remix package. And...
Oh, annoying. This has happened with my country and western version of Written in the Stars yesterday.
I'm going to listen back.
Believe me, you've come off well with that.
You have, you really have.
Radio
Could have
one,
been so
Scott
much
Mills.
Worse.
I'm going to listen back to that.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Edgar off Somerset's been on. You have to make that downloadable. That is my actual mum. His name's Edgar. It might well be.
Potential.
A bit flummoxed. So, Monster, tell us, Pro Green, when can people get that tune?
Monster is available now.
This week, is it?
Yep, this week. It's available on iTunes now, along with the remixes, and the CD is also in shops that still sell CD singles.
That's not just the reason you're here, is it? Because if you're just here for that, well, that is low.
Well, I haven't seen you in ages.
That's true. That is
true. You know, I just wanted to come and have a chinwag and a catch-up.
It's been at least a couple of days since I saw you in the live lounge, but no, we haven't met in person. Do you live here at the moment? Does it feel like you live
almost,
here?
Almost, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Bill's getting sick of me.
Oh, Billy on reception?
Yeah.
Legend. Okay, love life news, because we always like to catch up.
Here we go. You're
so subtle as well.
But yeah, I like the way you eased your way
well,
into
might as
that.
Well. What's the point
Where's the big warning siren that needs to go with that? Love life news.
No, when you're mates, you talk about your latest single that's available. Then you talk about
it. Straight onto your love
life.
Yeah,
that's what you do. Have you got a girlfriend since last time we saw you?
I don't know, maybe.
He's had time. He's just been in here all the time.
Oh,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't
Have you picked anyone up while you've been
in
here?
In the live lounge.
Whoa.
It's a selection of ladies.
Is it the lady that's in the video for Monster?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Are you courting?
I guess I am, yeah.
Amazing.
Wow.
Aww. Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Candy.
Candy. Yeah, is she here with you today?
No.
Oh God, she is here, isn't she?
Yes.
Are you going? Are you at that stage where you're going everywhere with her at the moment? Doesn't leave your side.
No. But we both have very busy diaries. So
do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, we're seeing each other as far as our diaries allow us to.
Right. Okay. So you might see her like next week. The next time you see her, whatever.
Potentially. Yeah.
Oh, bless you. Oh, I'm glad. I feel like we've caught up now. That's really good. Anything else you want to say? What else has been going on in your life?
It's just work. Yeah, all the boring stuff. Really.
Yeah.
Had a good night in Liverpool on Friday.
What happened?
There were bottles that were full that ended up empty.
Ooh, who are you out with?
Just lots of people from Liverpool.
Okay. Okay, good.
Good answer, that.
That was really good. So just some people from Liverpool?
Yeah.
So would I know any of them?
No, probably not. I could introduce you afterwards.
Oh, are they in there as well? God, you bring everyone with you. You haven't got as many people as Rihanna yet, though.
Does she roll with an entourage?
Yeah, she's got...
Does she roll deep?
Yeah, she's got the glam squad.
Wow.
Because we had her in on Friday. Mm. She looks amazing at the moment. Red hair really suits her.
Yeah.
But as soon as she sits down, we were saying this to Tiny Temper yesterday, somebody just comes and touches the hair,
There's different people. There's like a straightening irons one, and then like a hair drying one, and then a lipstick one,
It's a bit much, isn't it? It gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
I hate people fidgeting around me and being...
But you must have to have it sometimes for the...
Oh, yeah, of course. Look at me. I mean, what? You think I could go on camera looking like this? as and when I have to, I wouldn't want to walk out my house with a full face on.
No, not a full face.
Good.
Not a full face.
I can't imagine you in the guy liner
milk. No.
I can't imagine you in guy liner at all, to be honest.
At all, ever.
No.
Never. No.
Yeah. Lots of people are loving the song, but you can't download that one. The only one you can download at the moment is the one without the crazy posh lady on it.
Unfortunately, but we're working on it.
Yeah. Listen, thank you for coming to see us again.
Thank you for having me again, Scott.
Always a pleasure. Professor Green, thank you. Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Oh, such a beautiful voice when she's singing. That was Adele, Make You Feel My Love. I really want her to come back. I think she is going to come back soon. And then we can get her to laugh some more popular TV themes.
She has one of the UK's finest voices. She's the Brit Award-winning, multi-platinum-selling Adele. Now she returns with a brand new album. Adele laughs popular TV themes. A whole album of Adele's favourite shows through the medium of laughter. Adele does This Is Your Life. Listen to a soul superstar cackle The Simpsons. many more. Hear Adele's dirty laugh taking on some classic themes. Adele laughs popular TV themes. The new album.
Oh, please come back soon, Adele.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.